愿大家平安。
And may peace be with everyone.
从今天晚上开始的学生灵恩会。
And from this evening, we'll start the student spiritual convocation.
有一个主题叫做爱的生活。
And there's a theme, and that is the life of love.
所以小弟也是趁着这个机会呢，再把哥林多前书保罗所说爱的真谛重新的来学习一遍。
And so therefore, I would like to make whole of this opportunity to once again review the truth behind love.
有时候啊，圣经啊，读过去如果没有仔细的思考的话，会错过很多宝贵的道理。
And sometimes when we just scan through the Bible or gloss it over, we may miss some important truth.
那早上我们讲过的，爱就是恒久忍耐。
And this morning we talk about how love is patience and long suffering.
恒久忍耐。也可以翻成你愿意为那你所爱的人长期的去受苦。
And to put it simply, and that is you desire to suffer for the one you love.
你能够忍受。
And that you can endure.
你甚至能够忍受他对你造成的伤害。
And you can even take one step further, and that is to endure the hurt and the harm that come from the other person.
当他不理你的时候。
If they choose to ignore you,
当他对你不好的时候,
or if they choose to abuse you,
那你选择要忍受,
then you choose to tolerate,
甚至呢, 去改变他, 用爱来改变他,
and to use your love to try to change the other person.
我们早上已经讲过, 爱就是恒久忍耐, 又加上恩慈。
And so therefore this morning we talk about how long-suffering love is, and it is full of mercy.
如果能够在生活当中学习主耶稣的话,
And therefore, if we can learn to imitate Lord Jesus in our life,
很多人之间人之间的问题啊，那可以解决了。
And then we can solve many interpersonal relationship problems.
那再看，我们再打开《哥林多前书》的第十三章。
And once again, let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
哥林多前书十三章的第四节。
1 Corinthians 13, verse 4.4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒。
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy.
那接下来保罗就讲爱不是什么了。
And then Paul once again went on to say that what love is not.
爱是很抽象的东西。
And love is a very abstract notion.
你不能说，哎，拿一斤爱给我，给我看看到底有多重、多大、多小。
And you cannot tell someone to give you 1 kilogram of love and wait to see how heavy it is.
但是没有了爱，你就感觉到。
But if there is no love or the absence of love, you can definitely feel it.
比如说一个家庭如果缺乏了爱。
For example, if a family lacks love,
孩子都不会想回家。
Then the children don't want to go home.
你不能整天骂他说为什么都不跑回家。
There's no use asking the person not to go home.
当他感觉到爱，自己就很愿意回家。
But if they feel love, they would naturally want to go home.
一个婚姻也是一样。
In the same way, it applies to marriage.
所以没有爱，就很容易看得出来。
If there is no love, it is very obvious.
但是人对爱呢，常常会有一种模糊的感觉。
But however, a lot of us, we have a very vague idea of love.
现代人对爱的定义呢，都是围着自己的感觉、感情，还有做一个中心点。
And the modern definition of love is a very self-centered kind of love.
我们知道啊，你画一个圆圈，你的中心点放哪里，你的圆就会围着哪里。
And as we all know, a circle goes around the center point.
所以如果你现在人的爱放在自己的感觉、感情，还有自己的喜好。
So therefore, if you define love as one that is self-centered, putting oneself in the center of the circle.
那这个范围呢就很窄了。
Then this is a very narrow notion of love.
这样子的话就很容易出问题。
Then it is very problematic.
因为当你没有了感觉或者是不喜欢的时候，
because if you have no more feelings at all, or you don't like it at all,
你就不愿意再爱下去了。
Then you no longer want to love anymore.
但是圣经所说的爱，这是以神为中心的爱。
But however, the love that is expounded in the Bible is God in the center.
那神亲自已经做了一次的示范。
And God Himself has laid down an example for us.
怎么来到世上？
How did He come into this world?
那早上我们讲过他的这个恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
And this morning we talked about how love suffers long and is kind.
那下午的我们就来讲之下的，就是爱不是什么。
Then this afternoon we're going to focus on what love is not.
就是说，你有爱的话，就不应该会有之下的、以下的这些所谓的现象。
And that is to say, if love is present, then all this other stuff will not be present.
所以说有爱的话呢，就不会嫉妒的。
And if there is love, there will not be envy.
嫉妒是一种 对别人的感觉。
And envy, of course, is directed to another person.
当别人比你好的时候
，That is to say, if someone is better off than you,
他拥有东西比你多
，They have more stuff than you.
他长得比较漂亮
，They are more pretty than you.
他比较成功
，And they are more successful than you.
当别人各方面都比你优秀的时候
，And that is to say, in all kinds of things, they are much, much better than you.
这个时候，如果你心中产生有一些不悦的负面的感觉的话。
And if you feel that there is this tiny tinge of unhappiness within you,
这个东西就是叫做嫉妒。
Then you realize that that is actually envy.
我们通常不会直接说我嫉妒你。
Of course, we will not go up and tell the other person, "Hey, I envy you."
因为这样讲的话，自己会看得很没有水准。
Of course, because that will show that you're of a lower level.
但是呢，我们的行为、我们的语言、我们的表情，不知不觉有时候会显示出我们在嫉妒别人。
But however, subconsciously, we may display an attitude of envy to other people.
比如说啊，在公司里面。
For example, in your company.
啊，跟你同等位置的同事。
And in your office, all these co-workers on the same level as you are.
哎，他得到老板提升了。
And then you see someone being promoted by the boss.
你却没有。
But you are being missed out.
你表面的过去跟他握手啊，恭喜你啊。
Then of course, externally you go up and congratulate the other person.
回家了，你就跟你家人抱怨了，说凭什么？他平常也不是这个样子，为什么他有的生我没的生
？But at home when you go home, you're so sour inside and tell your family that how come he got promoted and I did not.
啊，那读书的，如果你考第二名，你就差一分，你就没有办法第一名，你就变第二名。
And if you're a student and you're second in place and you just miss by one mark and you'll be the first one,
你也觉得说其实人家也没有什么大不了，我应该这个第一名应该是我的。
But then you'll come up with an excuse saying that, well, the other person is not any better off than me. This first place should belong to me anyways.
同样是住在同一条街。
And maybe you live in the same street as all these other people.
一开始大家都一样类别的房子。
And at the beginning, everyone lived in the same kind of house.
这个左边那个房子要打掉了，要盖很大很新的；右边那个要被打掉，要盖很新的。
And then you find that suddenly your neighbor, the one on the left, tear down his house and build a bigger one. The one on the right also built another bigger one.
你那一栋呢，住了三十年了，还是同一个样子。
And your house, you lived there for 30 years and it's still the same size.
别人的开的车呢，越来越好。
And you look at the other people's car, they drive better and better cars than yours.
如果这个时候呢，哎呀，觉得说怎么会这样子？哎呀，那温哥华现在怎么样，开始在讲了啊。
And at this point in time, you're like lamenting away. Vancouver is getting so much more expensive.
哎，这种呢，不知不觉的，就是一种嫉妒的啊，别人的那种表现。
But actually, this is a kind of attitude of envy.
啊，当然了，如果是嫉妒那些我们都不太认识的人，或者是跟我们没有什么关联的人，那就算了。
Of course, if you're envious of other people that have no relationship to you at all, it is fine.
但是如果你是嫉妒那个你本来是应该爱、更关心、更支持的人。
But however, if you're showing envy to someone that you should show love instead,
那这个问题就很大了。
Then that would be the problem.
那我们先来讲讲为什么人会有嫉妒的感觉。
So therefore, now let's talk about how mankind has this attitude of envy.
嫉妒是从什么时候开始有的？
And when did it actually arise?
因为神创造人的时候
Because in the beginning, when God created us, humankind,
一切都很美好
Everything is perfect.
人呢，在他的心里面有神的形象
Because there is the image of God within man's heart.
所以神的形象是光明，是真理，是圣洁的
And the image of God, it is light, it is glorious, it is pure.
本来没有嫉妒这个东西
And in fact, there is no room for envy at all.
但是什么时候嫉妒跑出来的呢
So when did envy actually start to give birth?
就是在人犯了罪之后
And that was after man has sinned.
嫉妒了就表现出来了
Then envy gave birth.
我们看创世纪第四章
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章
Genesis chapter 4,
第二节
verse 2.
创世纪第四章第二节，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Verse 2. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
有一日，该隐呢拿着地里的出产为供物，献给耶和华。
Verse 3, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the Lord, of the ground to the Lord.
亚伯呢，也是将他羊群中头生的和羊的自由献给耶和华。
Verse 4, Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
结果神就看中亚伯和他的公物了，第五节。 只是看不中该隐和他的公物。And
verse 5, but he did not respect Cain and his offering.
结果该隐呢就大大的发怒了。And
Cain was very angry and his countenance fell.
他的脸呢都变了。His
countenance fell.
有时候你试试看哦，你很生气的时候照镜子，跟你心情很好的照镜子，两个人是不一样的。
And if you were to experiment yourself, you can look into the mirror when you're angry and when you're joyful and see the difference. So here you see that Cain's countenance fell.
为什么变呢?
Why?
原因很简单,
it's very simple.
他弟弟在献祭给神,
because his brother was giving offering to the Lord.
他自己也献祭给神,
he also gave offering to the Lord.
结果神竟然要他弟弟不要他的东西,
but yet God desired his brother's offering and not his.
哇，那他就大大的发怒。
Then he became very angry.
然后呢，脸就变了。And
his countenance fell.
所以原来极度的，就是因为罪进到这个世界之后。So
therefore, envy came in because sin came in.
人呢，这种自我的膨胀，自我的那种感觉很大。And
as human being, we puff up so much from the inside.
因为神离开了，人的这种自我的骄傲就大了。Because
when God left, then man's self-pride puffed up.
虽然表面上是来献祭，但是里面还是很自我的。
Of course, on the outside, we all came to offer to God, but inside it's all about self.
那现在神不要我的东西，不是不给我面子吗？
So if God does not want my offering, He is not giving me any face.
再看到的弟弟也没什么，一只牛羊而已。我的这个植物也很好，为什么神凭什么不要我的呢？
And then when he looked at his brother, well, the plant is not that great. My animal is even better.
所以他自我的感觉被刺激到了。
So therefore, his self-pride was being pricked.
或者是呢，他很想得到别人的认同，得到神的认同，也得不到了。And
also because he wants God to respect him, but he did not get it.
又没有反省自己。He
also did not examine himself.
结果呢，他就极度就跑出来了。So
therefore, he became very jealous.
所以今天我们想一想啊。So
today, when we think about it,
如果你常常很不开心，if
you're not a happy person,
那你要想想你是到底为什么不开心呢？
Then you have to ask yourself, why are you not happy?
有一些人不开心的，这是因为他得不到别人的认同。
Some people, they are not happy because they feel that others do not respect them.
得不到别人的称赞。
They did not get compliments from others.
当别人得到的时候，他心里面就很不服。
And when people get all the compliments they get, they become so angry.
他自我那个骄傲受伤了。
Because their self-pride was being hurt.
所以就有极度的反应了。
So therefore, they become jealous.
那嫉妒呢？如果只是一种感觉的话，还没有那么严重。So
if envy or jealousy is just a mere emotion, it's actually not that bad.
但是它会发酵，它会越演越烈。But
in fact, this emotion of envy will start to ferment and become worse and worse.
你看别人都很不顺眼。You
look at others and you don't even like them.
就是慢慢就开始发怒了。Then
you become more and more angry.
到了最后，该隐就亲手杀了他的弟弟。And
up to the point, the fermentation lead to murder.
所以这个家庭就完全的破裂了。Then
this family just collapsed.
所以有人说，嫉妒是魔鬼放在人心里的一个武器。So
therefore, some people even came up with this saying that envy and jealousy is a weapon that Satan has planted in your heart.
好像一个炸弹。Just
like a bomb.
把人的关系破坏。Just
bomb up the relationship.
亲兄弟、亲手足的关系都破坏了。And
their blood brothers, they're related in the same family and they collapse.
所以你想想，弟兄姐妹，你也常常有没有很不开心？
So if you think about it, brothers and sisters, are you not happy?
你有没有别人比你好而不开心？
And are you not happy because someone is better off than you?
有没有因为你得不到你想要的注意力而不开心？
And it's because you did not get the attention you want and therefore you became so unhappy.
如果有，你已经让魔鬼把他最厉害的武器放在你心里了。
And if you feel envy, then Satan's weapon is planted in your heart.
我们看 箴言的第十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言的第十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言的第十四章的30节。
Verse 30.
箴言的十四章第30节。
Proverbs 14 verse 30.
这里说，心中安静是肉体的生命。
Here it says that a sound heart is life to the body.
但是呢，嫉妒呢是骨中的朽烂。
But envy is rottenness to the bones.
所以说，如果你一个人的心呢，常常都很平静的。
So here it says that if your heart is very calm and tranquil,
对别人对你的看法不是很看重。
And you're very serene to other people's compliments.
对你拥有多少东西也不是很在乎。
And you don't really care how much stuff you have.
这种人常常都很平安。
And people like that, they are very much at peace.
也不会很容易生气，也不会很容易很失望。
They don't get angry easily, nor do they get disappointed easily.
一般情况之下，这种人肉体的生命会活得比较久了。
And under such a kind of circumstance, such a kind of person will actually live very long.
你每天生气的话，当然就命短一点了。
Because if you're angry every day, you have a very short life.
好了，这里接下来说，嫉妒呢，就是骨中的朽烂。
And here it says that envy is rottenness to the bones.
这个朽烂呢，你可以把它形容成为是癌性的肿瘤这样子。
If you look at the word rottenness, it actually means cancerous.
我们知道骨头也可以长癌症。
We all know that there's such a thing as bone cancer.
那骨癌的是很痛苦的。
And bone marrow cancer is very painful.
那到最后那个骨头都烂掉了。
Because it will lead to the rottenness of the bones.
所以什么叫做癌细胞呢？什么叫肿瘤呢？
So what do you mean by cancer? What does it mean by tumor?
为什么它那么可怕呢？
Why is it so scary?
就是它会把你营养啊都吸走了。
Because this cancer will actually eat up all your nutrients.
让你其他细胞没有营养。
So that all your other cells are depleted.
还有它会一直分裂，变得很多很多。
It will start to multiply more and more.
把你正常的细胞都挤坏了，都没有空间长了。
And you will gobble up all your normal cells so that they cannot grow anymore.
所以这圣经讲的话。
So therefore, when the Bible tells us,
嫉妒啊，就是心理上的癌症。
That envy is rottenness to the bones.
如果你常常因为别人很不开心。
So if you're always unhappy because of others,
因为别人比你好而不快乐。
Because others are better than you, therefore you're not happy.
又没有反省自己。
And you did not examine yourself.
这样子的话，你就是有心中的这个癌症了。
Then realize that you have cancer or tumor of the heart.
旧约里面有一个人啊，就是这样子。
And in the Old Testament, there's such a character.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第14章。
1 Samuel chapter 14.
对不起，十八章。
1 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上第十八章。
1 Samuel chapter
18章第6节
1 Samuel chapter 18 verse
6撒母耳记上十八章的第六节
verse 6
大卫打死了那非利士人同众人回来的时候妇女们从以色列各城里出来欢欢喜喜打鼓唱歌跳舞迎接扫罗王
verse 6 Now it had happened as they were coming home when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines and with joy and with musical instruments.
第七节，众妇女跳舞唱和，说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Verse 7, so the women sang as they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000.
这个本来应该是一个很开心的日子。
And in fact, this should be a joyous day.
因为以色列的敌人非利士，尤其是哥利亚的被打败，被打死了。
Because the enemy of the Israelites, the Philistine Goliath, has been slaughtered.
被谁打死呢？
And who was he being slaughtered for?
被一个年轻人叫大卫打死了。
And Goliath was being slaughtered by a young man named David.
扫罗虽然是王，但是对这个巨人哥利亚也没办法。
And even though Saul was king at that time, he can't go against this giant Goliath.
所以大卫哇凯旋归来。
So therefore, David came in with all the glory and the victory.
那以色列那些妇女啊，我们知道啊，唱歌的圣经里面唱歌的都是妇女啊，很少说男人出来唱歌跳舞啊，都是妇女，这个工作是妇女做的。
And we read into the Bible, we see that the job of the women was singing and dancing.
但是呢，不晓得那一天那个歌词是谁写的。
But we don't know who wrote the lyrics that day.
就是多了一句。
And it came with an additional statement.
本来如果只是说大卫杀死万万，就没有什么问题。
And if the lyrics just sang in the way that David slayed all 10,000, actually it would have been fine.
但是呢，好家不加都多加了一句，就扫罗就杀死千千。
But they actually added another statement of comparison, saying that Saul has slain only thousands.
这句话大有问题了。
That's where the problem lies.
本来是没有问题的，对于一个谦卑的人来说，讲什么都没有问题。
And in fact, to a humble person, this actually doesn't mean anything.
但是扫罗这个时候他已经骄傲了。
But Saul at this point in time, he is very prideful.
因神的不喜，因不喜欢他呢。
Because God already doesn't like Saul.
他心中自我已经很大了。
Because his self-pride is so puffed up.
结果一听到这句歌词。
So when he heard these lyrics.
不得了啊。
Oh my God.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
扫罗就甚发怒，不喜悦这句话，就说：将万万归给大卫，千千归给我，只剩下王位没有给他了。
Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him so much, and he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me, they have only ascribed thousands.
从这一天开始呢，扫罗就怒视大卫。
Now, what more can he have but the kingdom? So Saul eyed David from that day forward.
这是一个很典型的嫉妒的例子啊。
So this is a very typical example of envy.
你做了一些事情。
When you did some matter,
你付出了一些。
You gave off some of your effort.
你希望别人肯定你。
Of course, you wish others will respect your work.
但是别人没有肯定你。
But if they don't respect your work,
或者是把你比下去了。
Or if they compare you down,
你就心中很不高兴。
Then you become so unhappy.
你说不会了，我们都像大卫，都很谦卑，不像扫罗。
And you say that, oh well, we're all like David, we're all very humble, we're not like Saul.
这个讲很容易啊，做起来很难。
Of course, it's easy to pay lip service, but it's hard to do so in real life.
啊，譬如说我们同样为教会煮菜就好了。
For example, let's just talk about the church when we cook for the church.
我听到宣布嘛，下个礼拜不是有 potluck 嘛？哦。
And I heard the announcement saying that there's potluck next week.
好了，同样假想啊，大家都拿一道菜来了。
And let's assume that everyone bring a dish.
同样都是煮鸡腿。
And everyone
你煮一盘鸡腿，我煮一盘鸡腿。
Everyone came with a dish of drumsticks, and you cook a dish of drumstick, and I also cook a dish of drumsticks.
我煮三十只，剩了二十九只。
I cooked 30 drumsticks and left 29.
你那盘鸡腿大家都吃了，还拼命这样说，哎呀 ，Constant 啊，怎么那么会煮啊
？And that your plate of drumsticks, everyone was it was all done and consumed.
那我那盘鸡腿呢，就三十只啊，剩二十九只。那有一只是谁吃的？是自己吃的。
And I'm so sad. Everyone ate your dish, and I only ate from my dish. That's why only one was gone, and the rest are all left.
本人拼命这样 Constant 说 ，Constant 鸡腿真的是最好吃。
And everyone says that your dish is the best.
那这个时候你会感觉怎么样
？So how would you feel at this time？
就赶快脸擦一擦，哎呀，赶快塑胶袋拿出来收一收，待会就要继续吃自己的二十九只好了。
And of course you will feel kind of you know embarrassed, and then so you will quickly wrap it all up and maybe go back and eat it all by yourself.
对对，蛮难受的嘛哈。
And of course you feel very sour inside.
所以，我们不要当那些妇女。
So let us not be like these women over here.
有时候啊，妇女会引起国家内战的。妇女、啊。
Sometimes women can. You know, raise up a civil war in the country.
妇女会讲话，也会讲错话。
Because women, they talk and they can talk foolish things.
也会引起人家的那种比较的心理。
And they will also rise up comparison against others.
但是扫罗自己是已经骄傲了。
Of course, the problem here is Saul was very prideful.
所以他甚不喜悦这句话。
And because he's so arrogant, he does not like what they say.
我们看中文这个发怒啊，这个怒这个字很有意思，中文字很有意思。
And when you look at the word angry in the Chinese context, it is a very interesting character.
怒这个字呢，上面就是奴，奴隶的奴，下面就是心。
And when you look at the Chinese character of the word angry, there is a slave on top of the heart.
就是你的心被控制了。
That is to say, your heart has been enslaved.
你很嫉妒别人，你很不开心，很不愉快。
Because you are so envious of others, you're so jealous of others, you're so unhappy.
你的心就被魔鬼控制住了。
So your heart has been enslaved by the Satan.
从那一天开始，他就怒视大卫。
So from that day on, Saul was very angry toward David.
然后啊，魔鬼就很开心了，魔鬼就来找扫罗了。
Then of course, the most happy person is Satan. He now come and visit Saul.
第十节，次日从神那里来的恶魔大大的降在扫罗身上啊。
So verse 10, and it happened on the next day that the distressing spirit from God came upon Saul.
为什么从神那里来的呢？
Why is it that it came from God?
就是神已经不理扫罗了，不保护他了。
Because God, he departed from Saul, he does not protect him anymore.
神容许这个事情发生了。
And God allowed this to happen, actually.
魔鬼最喜欢嫉妒人的心。
And remember, Satan loves those who have an envious heart.
如果你心里面常常嫉妒别人。
If your heart is always so envious about others,
魔鬼最喜欢住在你心里。
Then remember that Satan loves to make his home in your heart.
难怪圣经说啊，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
That is why the Bible says that envy is the rottenness of the bones.
有一个故事这样说。
There's such a story that goes.
有两只老鹰。
There are two eagles.
有一只呢比较年轻，飞得快。
And one of the eagle is younger and it fly faster.
有一只呢飞得比较慢。
The other one is slower.
飞得慢那一只呢都很嫉妒那只飞得快的。
And the slower eagle is actually jealous of the faster eagle.
所以有一天呢，这位飞得慢的这个老鹰啊，就看到一位猎人。
So one day, this low eagle, he saw a hunter.
他就跟猎人说,
and he told the hunter,
你帮我把那只飞得快的老鹰打下来。
Why don't you help me and shoot down the other fast eagle?
猎人说, 可以, 但是有个条件。
And the hunter said, sure, but I have a condition.
啊，我每次帮你卸一支箭，我要拔你一根的这个羽毛。
Every time I make an arrow, I need to take a feather from your wings.
因为这是慢的老鹰啊，太讨厌那只飞得快的。
And because this slow eagle is so envious of the fast eagle.
没有问题，你就帮我打它下来。
And he says, sure, as long as you shoot down the other eagle.
我就变成是飞得最快的了。
Then I'll be the fastest eagle in the air.
猎人打了一支箭出去。
So therefore, the hunter shoot out this arrow.
哎呀，没有射中。
It missed.
所以他还是要把那个慢的老鹰一根毛啊。
So therefore, he still need to take another feather from the slow eagle.
但是那个慢的老鹰还不甘心。
And this slow eagle, he is still not happy. He said, shoot again.
再打就再打。
Then the hunter said, sure,
又没有打中。
And he missed it again.
又拔他一根羽毛。
And then he plucked another feather from this slow eagle.
到最后呢，一直试，一直试，都打不中，他的羽毛被拔光了。
And then the hunter kept shooting, and then kept missing, and then this slow eagle lose all his feathers.
哎，那个猎人看到的羽毛被我拔光，也飞不起来了，那我就抓你了。
And then the hunter was saying that, well, now that all your feathers are gone, you cannot fly anymore. You became my target.
所以弟兄姐妹，你的心里的愤怒，你的心里的嫉妒，从哪里来的呢？
So therefore, brothers and sisters, where does your envy and the anger of your heart come from?
如果你失去平安，是不是因为心中有嫉妒了？
So if you lose peace in your heart, is it because there is envy?
所以保罗说，爱是不嫉妒。
Therefore, Paul says that love does not envy.
那怎么样可以做到不嫉妒？
So how do you get to this level where you cannot be envious?
就是要回到跟神来学。
It is to return back to God and learn from Him.
跟主耶稣来学。
To learn from Lord Jesus.
因为在一般情况之下，正常的社会情况之下，很难不嫉妒别人。
Because under a normal circumstance, as a normal human being, you would definitely be envious.
但是如果你从神那边来学。
But if you learn from God,
那我们就可以做到不嫉妒。
Then we can actually attain a level where we have no envy.
啊，那怎么才可以？有几种心态我们可以告诉自己、提醒自己的。
So there are several kinds of attitudes that we can actually remind ourselves.
啊，第一就是不要比较。
First, do not ever compare.
因为有比较才有嫉妒。
Because envy only comes when there is comparison.
没有比较，当然就不会有嫉妒啊。
If there's no comparison, then there's no room for envy.
啊，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书的第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
四章第七节，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Verse 7, for who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
这里说其实神创造我们每一个人都是不一样。
Here he says that actually God, he created all of us different and we're all unique.
那神故意把我们弄得不一样。
Because this is the intention of God.
如果神把我们全部弄成一样的话，那个这个世界就很单调，也很无趣了。
Because if God makes us all the same, then it will be so boring, isn't it?
啊，然后神把我们弄成不一样。
So God made all of us all different.
有不同的才华，不同的才能。
We all have different gifts, different talents.
啊，这样子的话，我们就可以为神做不同的工。
Because then we can all serve God in many different ways.
我们打开那个工具箱。
When we open up a toolbox.
有时候啊，那些工具啊，同样一种工具有十几种不同的 size 的，对不对？
And sometimes when you look at a tool, it has different sizes.
啊，那刀子从大的到中的到小的。
And if you look at a knife, from big to small.
你看开刀的手术刀才一点点而已。
And if you look at a surgical knife in the hands of the surgeon, it's so tiny.
砍树的刀就很大吧。
And the axe that goes for the tree is a big one.
那大的可以削，缩小的时候你没有用吗？
So therefore, how can the axe tell the surgical knife that you are of no use?
啊，是不同的用途。
Because they're of very different functions.
所以保罗就告诉当时的教会。
So therefore, Paul told the church in those days.
啊，使你跟别人不同的有什么呢？是谁呢？
So who makes you differ from the other person?
是神啊。
It is God.
既然是神把我们弄成不一样的。
Since God created all of us to be different.
大家都是领受的。
We all receive from God.
就不要比较。
So do not ever compare.
比如说你有几个孩子。
For example, you may have so many children.
We as parents, sometimes we have to be careful not to let
Be very careful as a parent that do not allow your children to have envy among themselves.
我看过有一些家庭，他们孩子之间呢，感情非常不好。
And I've seen some families, the siblings do not have a good relationship.
有一些孩子长大之后呢，跟父母也没联络了。
And some children, when they grow up, they lose contact with their parents.
跟他自己的兄弟姐妹也不想交流了。
And they don't even want to keep in contact with their own siblings.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们的父母常常犯一个错误。
Because their parents made this very serious mistake.
在小的时候，常常跟他们讲类似这句话。
And when they were so young, they always tell them one thing.
哎呀，你看，你看你。
Just look at you.
啊，你的成绩。
Look at your grades.
你可不可以学习像你哥哥啊？
Can you not please, please, please learn from your older brother?
人家呢，怎么会这个？为什么你都不会啊？
How come your older brother is so smart and you are so dumb?
啊，有一些人会直接这样讲。
So some parents will actually tell their children.
你这样讲的话，不是引起人家嫉妒吗？
So if you start to say things like that, of course you are actually teaching them to be envious.
几个孩子，几个个性都可能不一样。
Because the few children that you have, they all have different personalities.
长短也不一样。
They have different gifts.
如果一直拿它来比较，那当然他们会互相的嫉妒啊。
And if you keep comparing them, of course they will be envious.
所以不要比较。
So don't ever compare.
啊，同样的，我们自己也不要跟别人比较。
So in the same way, don't compare yourself with other people.
哎，我某一方面我比不上别人。
Because there, of course, there are certain ways where I'm lacking.
没有关系啊。
It is fine.
神有造我，在其他方面我可以贡献的。
Because God created me in other ways where I can offer.
所以不要自卑，也不要对别人生气。
So therefore, do not be angry of other people and do not ever feel inferior to others.
这样呢，就不会中了魔鬼的这个嫉妒的诡计。
Then you will not fall into the trap of Satan.
第二呢，我们要避免嫉妒的，要心中要有爱。
And next, in order for you not to become envious,Fill your heart with love.
因为保罗告诉我们，爱就是不嫉妒。
Because Paul tells us that love does not envy.
如果你爱足够了
，Because if you are so filled with love,
你心中有非常多的爱
，You have so much love contained in your heart.
你怎么会嫉妒别人呢
？How can you have any room left for envy？
这个不可能存在的，就是光很多的地方，怎么会有黑暗呢？
Because that's impossible. Because in a place where there is so much light, how can there be darkness?
你说嫉妒不单只是同事啊，兄弟姐妹之间哦。
And so envy does not just pertain to co-workers or siblings.
有时候夫妻之间也会嫉妒。
Sometimes even between husband and wives, there is jealousy.
我看了一个新闻。
I saw this news.
前几天的新闻，那美国又有一对什么明星很出名的又离婚了。
And it was just a few days ago, there's this famous couple, they got divorced.
通常我对这种新闻不是很大的兴趣。
And usually I don't pay too much attention to things like that.
因为在好莱坞，明星不离婚应该才是新闻。
Because Hollywood actors and actresses, if they don't divorce, it's really no news at all.
应该离婚不算新闻。
Because even divorce is so common for them.
只是什么时候离婚而已，他们。
It's just a matter of time when they divorce.
但是他们离婚的这个理由又很奇怪。
But this reason behind the divorce is quite strange.
他说，原来结婚的时候呢，女的比较出名。
Because it goes to say that when they got married, the actress was more famous.
男的呢，就是刚刚出道。
And then the male actor, he was a new novice.
好了，结了婚之后，后来呢，那个男的就，哇，那个星运呢就上来了。
And so after now that they got married, this actor, he became famous.
太太呢，偏越了，偏丑了，反而呢，就比不上先生了。
And then now the actress, the wife, her fame drops.
那两个人就常常吵架。
Then now they start to argue.
其实啊，朋友就告诉记者了，其实，在先生开始上来之后呢，他们离婚就已经注定了。
And so the friend told the reporter that since the fame of the actor starts to rise, the room for divorce has already opened.
因为这个太太啊，她得不到她以前大家给她的这种注意力。
Because the reason is that now the actress, the wife, she lose all the attention she used to get.
大家都讲她的先生，不讲她了。
Everyone is focusing on her husband and not her anymore.
记者要跟她先生采访，不跟她采访了。
The reporter is going after her husband, not her.
哇，那她心中啊，那种嫉妒啊，那很不开心的。
Then she starts to be so unhappy and so jealous.
有时候嫉妒啊，甚至会在夫妻当中出现。
So it's very interesting that even jealousy can happen between couples.
如果你的配偶能力比你强。
So therefore, it goes to say that if your spouse is more capable than you are,
你会不会嫉妒他呢？
Will you be jealous of
him or her? 如果你配偶赚的钱比你多，
and if your spouse make more money than you are,
你会不会心里不愉快呢？
Will you be unhappy?
如果会的话，
if it is so,
你对他的爱还不够。
Then really you don't have that much love in your heart for that person.
你有爱，但是这个爱不完全。
You may have love for your spouse, but your love is not that much.
因为在完全的爱里面。
Because under a perfect condition of love.
在神的爱里面。
And within the love of God.
嫉妒是会被拿走的。
Jealousy will be washed away.
最在人世间最靠近神的爱的，应该是父母对儿女的爱。
So therefore, in the realm of human love, the closest love that comes to agape, God's love, is parental love.
你想想看，父母爱儿女。
Think about it, when parents love their children,
但是父母会不会嫉妒儿女呢？
But would parents ever be envious of their children?
比如说爸爸只是一个普通大学毕业的。
For example, if the father just, you know, graduate from a university,
哎，儿子考到一个名牌大学。
And then now the son got into a famous university,
来，爸爸会怎么说？
And what would the father say?
你凭什么？啊，比我还聪明。会不会这样讲？
Of course, no father will go and tell his son that.
没有理由的，我应该是当初考到的是我，不应该是你。
Of course, no father will go to and tell his son that. Hey, how can you be smarter than I am? You shouldn't be smarter than I am.
如果有的话，爸爸应该要去精神科看一下。
You won't find any father like that because they may have gone mental.
没有理由的。
Because no parent will be acting that way.
每一个父母都希望孩子比他自己还好。
Because every single parent out there want their children to excel more than they are.
因为孩子跟他是心连心的。
Because their children is related to them by blood.
这个就是神对我们的爱。
And that is how God loves us.
神看到我们进步，信仰上进步。
Because when God sees us improve,
神看到我们信仰也进步。
When He sees us improve in our spirituality,
神看到我们得到福气。
And He saw us with blessings.
从他来的，他怎么会嫉妒我们呢？
And it comes from Him. Of course, how can He be envious of us?
所以中国人有句话很错，就是天极应才，就是上天会妒忌那些有才华的人，这个是完全错的。
And there is this wrong proverb, wrong Chinese proverb actually, that the heavens is jealous of.
Heroes, or
talented people.
这个完全没有这回事。
Because there is no room for that.
因为神对我们的爱是父母的爱。
Because
超过父母的爱。
Because God's love to us is actually parental love.
所以如果你的配偶比你还成功。
So if your spouse is more successful than you are.
感谢主啊。
You should thank God.
他让我太太那么好。
That God allowed my wife to excel.
他也可以照顾我们。
And that my wife can also take care of me.
感谢主啊。
So I should thank God.
如果别人赞美你丈夫，没有人赞美你。
If other people praise your husband and not you.
你应该说感谢主啊，因为你赞美我丈夫，就等于赞美到我，因为他有一半是我的。
Then you should thank God because that you compliment my husband and I am half of him. So what he get, I get too.
有人赞美我们弟兄姐妹。
So if other compliments my brother and sister,
感谢主啊,
we should thank God.
我们是一体的,
because we are all one body.
别人好, 等于我们大家, 整个教会也好。
And if they are good, that means we are all good.
所以不比较。
So don't ever compare.
心中有爱。
Have love in your heart.
嫉妒啊, 就会慢慢的, 慢慢的消失啊。
Then envy and jealousy will slowly disappear.
当然这个爱是以基督为中心的。
And of course, center your love on Lord Jesus.
我们看保罗他为什么可以不嫉妒呢？
So let's look at Paul. How come he does not become envious?
我们看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
腓立比书一章十五节。
Philippians 1 verse 15.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。
Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill.
十六节。
16.
这一等是出于爱心，知道我为辨明福音设立的。
And the former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my chains.
第十七节。
17.
那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思是要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
By the letter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel.
第十八节。
18.
这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开，为此我就要欢喜，并且还要欢喜啊。
So what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is being preached, and in this I rejoice, and yes, I will rejoice.
保罗他以前，他因为他很会传福音，教会做了很多工。
And Paul, because he's such a good evangelist and he did so much work.
很多人其实蛮嫉妒他的。
And in fact, a lot of people are envious of Paul.
还有呢，嫉妒他的其实是教会里面的人。
And the people who are envious of him are people from the church.
那你不要以为说每个教会的人都很完全。
So don't think that church people are perfect.
其实我们都不完全。
In fact, we are all far from perfect.
别人不完全，就好像你不完全一样。
Because people are not perfect, and you are not perfect too.
所以我们都是只要靠主耶稣努力而已。
So all of us actually need to strive after Lord Jesus.
当时有一些其他的人也蛮嫉妒保罗。
So in those days, in fact, there are people who are jealous of Paul.
那怎么样嫉妒呢？
And how were they jealous?
你开五间教会，那我要更努力的传，我至少可以开六间。
So the way they compare is that while Paul started five churches, then I am going to start six churches.
所以他们也蛮拼命传福音的。
So they preach like crazy.
但是保罗说啊，这有什么关系呢？
And Paul said that, so what?
别人嫉妒他，他说没有关系。
It's fine if they're jealous of me.
因为基督终于被传开了。
Because at the end of the day, Christ is being preached.
所以他的心呢是在基督上面的。
That is why, because Paul planted his heart on Christ.
如果你自己的心情是很自我中心的那一种。
Because if you are a kind of person that is so self-centered,
那人家讲一句，一个眼神，那你就很不开心了。
And if people look at you in a different way or say something, then you become so unhappy.
但是如果你的心是放在基督里面。
But if you rest your heart on Christ,
就算别人嫉妒你。
So what if other people are jealous of you?
他拼命传福音，让你好像比下去。
They preach like crazy, and it makes you feel so small.
因为你现在在监牢了，没得传呢。
Because now you're in prison, you can't preach.
保罗说没有关系的。
But Paul said that it is fine.
只要神的名得到传扬。
As long as the name of God is being preached.
没有了自己，就没有极度的痛苦了。
And that without me, there wouldn't be no pain.
所以保罗他很知道。
So therefore, Paul he knew.
他那个时候人在监牢里面。
Because he was in prison.
心中没有在监牢。
But his heart was not imprisoned.
弟兄姐妹，你今天是自由的。
So brothers and sisters, today you have liberty.
你人没有在监牢。
You are not sitting in the prison.
你每天在你家很舒服。
You're so well and so comfortable in your home.
但是如果你人际关系很不好。
But if you do not have a good harmonious relationship with others.
如果你心中有嫉妒。
If you have envy in your heart.
就好像被困在监牢里面了。
Then you are like a person sitting in the prison.
所以爱是不嫉妒。
Because love, that's not envy.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
343首。
343.